Would our guests in the galleries please rise, as well as our member and guests on the Senate floor, for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
In the 59th Psalm we hear, "But I will sing of your might. I will sing aloud of your steadfast love in the morning. For you have been a fortress for me and a refuge in the day of my distress." Gracious God, what a blessing you are to us. For you have been here for us when we need you the most. You provide us with places and moments where we may turn to you, and you are there to restore our strength while calming our souls. You open avenues and ways that we could not see without you, and you bring completeness as we make our way through each day. And for all of this, we are most thankful. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, here. Brown, here. Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, here. Curls, Eigel, here. Emery, here. Hageman, here. Holzman, here. Hoskins, here. Huff, here. Koenig, here. Leibla, here. Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, here. Onder, here. Riddle, here. Rizzo, here. Romine, here. Rowden, Sater, Schatz, here. Shoup, here. Sifton, here. Wallingford, here. Walsh, here. White, here. Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Clay is here. Senator from the 20th is here. Senator, please refrain from using your own personal name on the floor of the Missouri Senate as pursuant to Senate rules. Senate from the 4th is here. A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 26th day, Monday, February 25th, 2019. The Senate met pursuant.
Mr. President.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Mr. President, I move further reading the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Cape Girardeau County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
Close.
Senator from Cape Girardeau renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived and approved, though it has been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The journal is approved. Senator from Butler County.
Can I inquire the Senator's 7th just briefly?
Senator from the 7th, you yield to an inquiry.
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Mr. President, are we still on the order of business of journal?
We are about to enter the introduction to guest order of business, but I have not called that yet. We've approved the journal.
Okay. Thank you.
I thought this might be something you'd be interested in.
Okay.
Okay. Being your environmentalist and climate change and all that stuff.
I hope we all are.
Okay. Well, you ever wonder about the air quality in this building?
The air quality of
the air quality in this building.
In the building.
You know, we're encapsulated until the big windstorm come by.
Right.
So we're somewhat not nearly as encapsulated.
Well, I would say that, number one, there's a lot of hot air in this room, so we got to deal with that. But two, we have a wrap around our building. Who knows what chemicals are...
Now, I'm not joking on this, okay,
right,
on this part of it.
Okay.
You know, they're out here grinding these stones and creating all this dust.
Right.
And I'm just curious if we've ever done an air quality study, because, you know, we're locked in here lots of times for many, many hours.
I think it's a good point. No, I
was just curious if you've heard, because you normally stay on top of things like this.
No, I have not heard. I'd be supportive of doing so. And you remember the senator, the former senator from the 14th, at one point had concern with the water quality coming out of the water fountains here.
Yeah, I never drink out of those, but anyway.
So if you have a suggestion on how we can get the air quality of this chamber tested, I'd be happy to support
that. But not just
that.
A chamber. I'm talking about the whole building.
I'm with you.
Does the senator from the first got an idea? Or?
No, he just informed me that another colleague of ours had a issue.
All right. Well, anyway, maybe somebody will come back and report to us that air quality has been tested regularly here in this building since we've become encapsulated.
I think we should reach out to DNR and ask them.
There you go, DNR?
Yeah, DNR.
Well, maybe they're listening.
Maybe. Get Rich to figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks, Senator. Mr. President.
The order of business is introduction of guests. The senator from the 14th was the loudest audible representation on the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to introduce special guests.
Proceed.
I would like to recognize students from the University of Missouri St. Louis. To my left and your right, Ms. Aminata Diallo, Mr. James Turner, and Mr. Luke Barber, if the chamber could...
Would these students from University of Missouri St. Louis please rise, and would the Senate welcome to our chambers today? The senator from Callaway County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two groups to introduce, please.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right and my left, I would like to introduce some of the members of our Missouri Farm Bureau that are here today. We have Nick Roberts. You guys want to wave so they can see where you are. We have Charles Bassett, Jim Zare, and Alice Zare. Ron Hardicky, Andrea Kinsey, Jim Reed, Nathan Ware, Chris Rowden, and Denny Mertz, and I ask the chamber to please recognize them and give them a very warm welcome for our number one industry in the state.
Let's welcome these Farm Bureau members to the Missouri Senate Chamber. Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. And to help our majority floor leader out today, he has a group here of students that are visiting the Capitol for the Gifted Program. They are in the gallery behind me and in front of you, and they are constituents of Senator Rowden from Hickman High School. I ask the body to please welcome them today.
Let's the constituents in the center of Boone please rise. Missouri Senate, please welcome them today. Senator from Callaway, may the chair inquire of you.
Well, now this sounds a little dangerous for me. Yes.
Did you know the Zares are longtime farmers in the northern part of Callaway County?
I do know that the Zares have been longtime farmers in Callaway County. Did you know that they were longtime farmers?
I wanted to test you on that while they were listening.
Pardon me?
I wanted to test you on that while they were listening.
Did you know they were also longtime farmers in Warren County?
I do. I did know that. Thank you for the test back.
Introduction of guests. Thank you for not being mean.
Senator from the 7th District.
President, I have an introduction.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Joining us today from my district is Kelly Miners from Kansas City, if she would stand for a second. She is with the physical therapist, and she is here to advocate on behalf of her profession. I would ask the Senate to give her a warm welcome.
Please welcome this guest from the Senate of the 7th District to the Senate. Introduction of guests, Senator from the 24th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on your right and my left, we have four people here who are advocates for their various organizations that they work for, organizations that I think we're all aware of. And I'm proud to introduce from Voice, Brittany Oler, from Easter Seals Midwest, Jessa Glick, from the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, or the National MS Society, Rick Rovac, and from the Missouri Foundation for Health, Alex Rankin. And if you and the rest of the chamber would please join me in making them feel welcome.
Would these guests please rise, and let's welcome to the Missouri Senate. Senator from the 9th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Permission to introduce special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you. Mr. President, today in the Capitol, we have students from UMKC. We have two students from my district, Brandon Henderson and Vita Addy, as well as Nathan Roberts from Columbia. As I said, they're students at UMKC. I'm very happy they're in the Capitol today, and I would love for the body to make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome these students from UMKC. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 13th District.
Introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
Mr. President, today we have somebody with us from North County again, but he's come via Augustine, Florida. On your right and my left is Andrew Steck. I almost called him by one of his siblings' names because he's like our family. He's a very large family in North St. Louis County. He is here today advocating on behalf of the YMCA throughout the state, and he has some fascinating programs that have intrigued me, and he has a pilot program in our region, and I ask that the body make him feel welcome.
Let's welcome this guest from North St. Louis County. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 23rd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your left and to my right, we have a group of young folks that are here for their lobby day representing the Missouri Physical Therapists Association, if they could please stand. And all of these folks are from St. Charles County in my district, Mr. President, and I think I really want to give them a warm welcome for lobbying on behalf of their issue. The couple folks that I want to recognize in particular, Chris Heifel, Jacqueline Church, Lauren Luthens, Gina Wilkerson, Ryan O'Rear, Megan O'Rear, Michelle Ray, Rachel Williams, Caleb Brittingham, and Devon Grimm have all come here today. They all fit into my office. It's amazing. But we got that done. They have a great issue they're lobbying on behalf of, and I even agreed to carry some of their legislation. So these lobby days do have a significant impact on the chamber from time to time, and I think it's great, Mr. President, if we could make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome these folks from St. Charles County. Senator from Greene County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce a few special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right and my left in the upper gallery, we have, this is timely, a group of students also that are from the Physical Therapy Department at Missouri State, led by Dr. Newton, who is Assistant Professor of the Department of Physical Therapy. I would ask that the body make them feel very welcome if they would rise. Let us appreciate their attendance here in the chamber today.
Let's welcome these students from Missouri State University in Springfield. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from Butler.
I have a resolution.
Please send your resolution forward.
Oh. I do not have that right now.
Please do not send it forward.
Thank you.
The order of business is resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. The senator from Butler.
I do have a bill, though, to send forward.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill of the Senator of Butler County.
Senate Joint Resolution number 25, introduced by Senator Libela, a joint resolution relating to competitive retail electric energy markets.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
I do, just real briefly, Mr. President. Thank you. Mr. President, this constitutional amendment, if approved by the voters, requires the General Assembly to pass legislation to establish an open, competitive retail electric energy market to ensure that protections are established that entitle customers to safe, reliable, and competitively priced electricity, including but not limited to provisions that reduce costs to customers, protect against service disconnections and unfair practices, and prohibit the grant of monopolies and exclusive franchises for the generation of electricity. That's it, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 24th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
No explanation necessary. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 443, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to sales tax imposed on feminine hygiene products.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 444, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to licensing requirements for physicians and surgeons.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Clay County.
I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
Thank you. No explanation necessary other than these are two perfect bills that I hope the body will help me make more perfect.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first perfect bill.
Senate Bill number 445, introduced by Senator Arthur, an act relating to state funding for competency-based credit.
Madam Secretary, please read the second perfect bill offered by the Senator of Clay County.
Senate Bill number 446, introduced by Senator Arthur, an act relating to propriety school exemptions.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from Barton County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 447, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to determination of state school aid.
Introduction of bills. The Senator from Barry County is on his feet.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two last bills.
Please send your two very last bills forward.
And no explanation is necessary for those two last bills.
Thank you, Senator. We can only hope. Madam Secretary, please read the first last bill.
Senate Bill number 448, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to child support enforcement.
Please read the second last bill from the Senator of Barry County.
Senate Bill number 449, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to out-of-pocket costs for prescription drug benefits.
Introduction of bills. The Senator from the 14th District.
have a bill?
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 450, introduced by Senator Williams, an act relating to expectation exceptions to prescription limitations.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
No explanation necessary, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from St. Genevieve County.
Seeking unanimous consent to introduce special guest.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my right and to your left, it was my honor to introduce to you the first lady state champion in the 167-pound class for the state wrestling competition, J.C. Feller. With her today is Amber Feller, Jay Feller, Debbie Moore, Coach John Brown, and Athletic Director Mike Deaton. We'd like to make the body.
Let's welcome this champion and her guests to the Senate chambers today. Introduction of bills, the Senator from Callaway County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill, and at this time, no explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 451, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to prisoner complaints against a psychologist's license.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from the Ninth.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 452, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to the payment of county assessment costs.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 14th.
I would like to ask unanimous consent to introduce a guest.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and your left, I'd like to introduce from St. Louis, Jennifer Matthew, Eddie Glasher, Sarah Dean, Donato Ruggieri, and Jackson Kennedy. Could you please welcome them to the chamber?
The guests of the Senate of the 14th, please rise, and would the Missouri Senate welcome them to the chamber today? The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Cape Girardeau County.
Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be announcements. Announcements. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations will reconvene at 11 o'clock.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I have an announcement.
Proceed.
Actually, I have two announcements. The first is that the Veterans and Military Affairs will meet in hearing room one at noon, and the second one is the your Committee on Economic Development will meet in hearing room one upon adjournment.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 13th.
Announcement.
Proceed.
Your Committee on Progress and Development will meet at 1 p.m. in SCR 1.
Thank you, Senator. The order of business is announcements. The Senator from St. Genevieve has an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking Senate Education Committee will be meeting at 12:15 today in the Senate Lounge.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 1400 this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Cape Girardeau County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.